Well, this is the big night. Twin Cedars, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Principal Park, state tournament. And the coach of the Sabres ranks second in the state of Iowa. Of course, we're rooting for you. That's Matt Meller. Matt, ready to go for the ball game?
Yeah, we are ready to go. We're really excited, but at the same time, we're here to win the game, and our boys are focused and ready. Had a light workout on the way here at Valley High School and heading to the ballpark, and we're excited and ready to go, and it should be a good game today.
I know initially you're just thrilled to be there, and we've been following you, and I can tell you when we were at the Albia-Mediapolis game the other night, people would keep coming up behind us. How's Twin Cedars doing? How's Twin Cedars doing? You've got a big following and captured the imagination of this whole southern Iowa area with your great ball club.
Well, thank you. It's really nice to hear that. And, you know, I just think there's a lot of great fan support in this area, you know, and with three teams in the state tournament in this area, that's something to be proud of, not only for each of the schools, but just for this area in general and the success that these teams are having. And even the teams that aren't in the state tournament, a lot of them had great seasons. And so there's a lot of good talent in this area, and that's something to be really proud of.
I know that you'd kind of hope from a rest standpoint to open tomorrow night, Saturday night, rather than tonight on Friday night. But, you know, that's how things happen. You're just happy to be there. And your draw, because of the seeding, is Martinsdale St. Mary's, who've won three state titles, of course, just in the last few years. And yet, earlier this year, you played them and did quite well.
You know, they're a great team. They are a great team. They're a much different style than they have played in the past. A lot of speed on the base path, very aggressive. An aggressive bunting game, put the ball in play and try to beat things out. But at the same time, they can hit for power and hit the gaps as well. And of course, they have a very good pitching staff. And, you know, the success has just continued on there at Martinsdale. When we played them earlier in the season, we had a great battle here, great battle at our ballpark, and went back and forth, momentum changes, and good pitching on both sides. And so, you know, our kids know each other really well. We know it's going to be a tough game. We know they're playing very good ball right now as we are. And it's just going to come down to pitching and who's hitting their spots and who's making the plays defensively, really, is what's going to come down to. Both of our clubs are familiar with Principal Park. We both played there. And you could certainly argue that Martinsdale is more familiar than we. You know, we played there in the regular season here this summer as well. And so it's nothing that's going to be overwhelming when we get there. We're comfortable when we arrive. And we know it's going to be a very good ball game, and we respect them a lot.
You guys, of course, had to overcome some adversity. I think that story's certainly been told and everything, but you came together, your club matured and really developed even out of that adversity. And sometimes adversity will either knock you down or it'll lift you up. And you guys, it's a tribute to what you and your coaching staff did and the whole community over there did to get things going, keep it going. How are you right now as you go into this tournament? Of course, the kids were pointed to this. How are you physically? How are you mentally? And how are you looking at what you want to do with your club, particularly from a pitching point of view as you go against Martinsdale?
Well, you know, mentally, obviously, we're sharp, we're focused, and we're ready to go. Physically, we do have a few kids that are banged up, but it's nothing that's abnormal. It's nothing that every other team in the tournament wouldn't be dealing with, I should say. You know, a couple four hamstrings, things like that. But our arms are good. Our arms are fresh. I think I feel good of what we've done with our pitchers and just taking care of their innings and trying to keep a good rotation with them. And I think they'll be ready to go. You know, Coy Moore and Otis Roby would be on a little bit shorter rest, but at the same time, both of them have proven time and time again they're fully capable of digging down deep and getting what they need throughout the game. You know, physically, we're going to be ready. We're just excited to be in the ballpark. We're excited to play a great team. And it's been 10 years since Twin Cedars has been in the state tournament, and we're really excited to represent our community and our school district. And you know, we'll be ready to go.
Who are you planning just to use maybe, and I don't want to have you give away any secrets, but are you planning on using both Coy and Otis, or are you going to lean towards one? I know you're going to use whatever it takes.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're going to go in with one. See how that develops as the game goes on, you know, if we get into any type of trouble, you know, there'll be no need to hesitate to go to the other. We trust them both. We trust them both to throw strikes. We trust them both to keep the ball down, and most importantly, they trust their defense behind them. And so we know that either one of them in there is going to do a great job for us.
Absolutely. You talk about Martinsdale's great running game. We were impressed all season long with the great catching of Embry.
It's easy for me to be biased, but he is one of the, if not the top catcher in the state of Iowa, in my opinion. He doesn't just block the ball. He smothers the ball. He doesn't let it get away at all. Runners don't have a chance to really take that next base on him. And of course, time and time again, over the last couple of years, he's proven that, he's going to throw runners out, 8-9 times out of 10. And, one thing about Martinsdale, they have great speed and they challenge you on the base pass. Last time we played them, they tried to steal third three times in that game, and I believe we got them twice out of the three times. And, those were big moments in the game, and when we played them last time at our place, in the seventh inning, he threw out a runner at second base. It really was a game-saving throw, and we're so proud of the way, not only the way he's hitting the ball, but the way he's handling our pitchers and the way he's taking care of things behind the plate. He's a fantastic catcher.
They have to worry about your speed, too.
Well, when we do a lot of timing on the bases, and, just so we know, we keep track so we kind of know, how long the pitcher's taking to get to the plate and how quick our runners are getting to the bases. But, I don't know if we have great overall team speed, but I think a lot of our runners do a good job getting good jumps, and that really can make up for any kid that doesn't have that track-type speed. That makes a big difference, especially in baseball. And so we've got some runners that do a good job on their reads on the base pass, a good job getting jumps, and sometimes it makes us look maybe a little faster than we are, but every single kid we have in the lineup hustles down the line, and we try to put as much pressure on teams as we possibly can.
You do really get good reads. Otis Roby's a classic example of that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And it's something that he's done for a long time. It's something that he works hard at, something he thinks about a lot, and he doesn't just show up and go through the motions with that. He works at it hard, and we have a number of other kids that do too. And it's always something that we still have work to do on that, and it's something we'll always work on in practice. But we feel like we've made some improvements on that as the summer's gone along.
I know before I let you go, Matt, for tonight's game, you want to say something about the tremendous fan support you guys have had this year.
Oh, without a doubt. So we just want to thank our families of these ball players, all their hard work. We want to thank all of the fans. We had just a huge crowd on our side in our sub-state game against North Mahaska, and we're just so proud of that. Sometimes you don't really notice that until the game is over and you look out. It's just a sea of blue, and our boys certainly recognize that, and we're commenting about that. And just so happy for the fan support. Just so happy for all the alumni that keep following us, and for the community itself. And and we've had some challenging times this summer off the field, and the community came to our aid and helped us out. And in many ways, it's been the sport of baseball that's helped us to get through it. And so we hope to make our community proud, make our parents proud, and just keep that going as long as we can here through this summer.
Best wishes, Matt. Go Sabres.
Thank you very much. We also want to congratulate Albie on getting the state. We played them early in the summer, and that was our first loss of the year. But we'll definitely be rooting on them, our neighbors there. And congratulations to Sheraton as well. But right now we're just focused on us, and then we'll pay attention to everyone else a little bit later on.
Talk to you later, Matt.
Thank you very much.